The coronavirus pandemic has triggered a worldwide recession and taken a significant toll on Massachusetts' clean energy economy. Joining us now to analyze the effects of the economic shutdown on clean energy jobs is WBUR senior environmental reporter Bruce Gellerman. Hi, Bruce.
Hey, good morning, Bob.
Bruce, before we go too far, explain exactly what a clean energy job is.
Well, it's a broad term by necessity because it covers a very wide range of industries and businesses. Bob Keefe explained that he's executive director of what's called E2, Environmental Entrepreneurs, which is a nationwide nonpartisan organization made up of clean energy companies.
And these aren't green jobs. They're not blue state jobs. These are red, white, and blue jobs. They're Americans who work as electricians and HVAC technicians and solar and wind. They're factory workers who build energy-efficient building products, LED lighting system, electric vehicles.
So a lot of different sectors there, Bruce. How many clean energy jobs are there nationwide and here in Massachusetts?
Well, so pre-pandemic, it's estimated there were about 3.4 million clean energy jobs nationwide. But let me put that in perspective, though. That compares to just 50,000 jobs in coal nationwide. And in the state, there are about 120,000 clean energy jobs. And to put that into perspective, Bob, there are about 70,000 public school teachers in Massachusetts.
Okay, and let me guess, Bruce, the impact of the coronavirus crisis on clean energy jobs has been bad.
I'd call it one of those bad news, horrendous news stories. What do you want first, Bob?
It's not much of a choice, Bruce. Let's go for the horrendous.
So in March, about 140,000 clean energy jobs were lost nationwide.
And that's just the first month of the lockdown?
Yeah, that's the first month, March. And in the April, job losses were staggering, triple the March numbers. 450,000 more clean energy workers lost their jobs. Here in Massachusetts, 17,000 people got cut over those 2 months. And this is interesting. Most were in the energy efficiency sector. The state has been first in energy efficiency for 9 years in a row. So it's a big deal here. And that's a shame because, ironically, the shutdown could be the perfect time to put some people back to work making buildings more energy efficient. Here's Phil Jordan. He's vice president of the Wrentham-based environmental survey company called BW Research.
Schools are closed. Dormitories are closed. Many office buildings are closed. And to do upgrades and retrofits in those buildings requires the same exact skill sets that these workers who are sitting at home looking for work already have.
Bruce, are those clean energy workers going back to work?
No. The hit on capital and cash flow has really put the kibosh on clean energy companies.
All right, let me ask about offshore wind. Really big money there. Construction was supposed to have begun late this year on the nation's first industrial-sized wind farm off the Massachusetts coast, right?
Mm-hmm. Vineyard Wind. The project had been delayed pending federal environmental approvals, and backers now want the feds to extend tax credits to offshore wind projects, and they're being phased out. But Vineyard Wind is going ahead with studies. In fact, just yesterday, they began doing the first surveys of the ocean seabed off the coast of Martha's Vineyard.
Okay, what about solar? It's really taken off here. You see it everywhere. I know the state just announced that it was doubling the incentive program for solar.
Mm-hmm. Right you are. It's called the SMART program. The first phase was an enormous success, Bob. And once workers can start installing panels on roofs and in fields, there's going to be a lot more solar. And, you know, it's interesting because, in fact, there are about 2,400 megawatts already installed in the state. That's about three times the output of the old Pilgrim nuclear power plant. Though, of course, nuclear operates 24/7 and solar doesn't.
Let me come back to jobs, Bruce. Job-wise, what role, if any, can clean energy jobs play in getting us out of this economic mess, do you think?
Well, Massachusetts has very ambitious climate change emission goals, among the most ambitious in the nation. And just before the pandemic hit, Governor Baker upped the ante and set out net zero climate emissions by 2050. Here's Peter Rothstein. He's director of the Northeast Clean Energy Council.
The industry knows, and Baker administration knows, that this decade, 2020 to 2030, is a decade where we have to see significant progress on the clean energy transition and the reduction of greenhouse gas emissions to be able to get to a clean energy economy while avoiding the worst impacts from climate change.
Well, Bruce, I guess that's at least something to hope for.
It is possible, Bob, because it depends on the timing and the duration of this crisis. But back in 2009, we were digging out of a recession back then, and the United States invested $90 billion in what was called the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act. It was the biggest energy bill in history, and it laid the foundation for the dramatic changes over the last decade. You know, right now, in most parts of the country, solar and wind are the cheapest forms of energy. So we did it once.
And maybe again.
And maybe again.
All right. WBUR's Bruce Gellerman, our senior environmental reporter. Thanks a lot.
You bet, Bob. Thank you.